Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:39. It's Friday morning.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. It's Friday. And it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a health crisis. The Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to school districts in Alameda, Contra Costa, Monterey, Santa Clara, and San Francisco counties so schools can get much-needed pandemic supplies now. See what they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. All right, so here's what's happening. We'll begin with the weather. There are clouds today, but no more rain expected until tomorrow.
There poured, will also though, be... yesterday. Did you have a lot of rain at your house, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely. There will be snow as well, so that's good news.
That's great news, yeah.
Also, there's rain expected next week, too. So what we're looking at is probably no rain today, rain on Saturday, rain on Monday, and more rain towards the end of next week, like Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
So that's sort of how that's lining up at the moment. But as far as today goes, clouds, no rain. There you go.
Okay.
Happy Lunar New Year, everyone. That's a big one for today. It's worldwide. It's a big deal. So.
Gong Hei Fat Choi.
Thank you.
And also.
Chúc mừng năm mới.
Chúc mừng năm mới.
Ditto.
What was the other one? What was the Persian New Year one? How do you say that?
Oh, Eid al-Mubarak, but I don't think it's based on the same.
I know.
I don't think it's the same time.
Anyway.
We got all our bases covered, though.
Right. You know, I've made a point of not doing these numbers because I do think numbers just, well, so they lose me. I don't think they necessarily lose everybody. But I'll read these real quick just because I think it's important to be reminded what we're hiding from or not hiding from. So the new daily cases in the United States of COVID-19 number out at 103,481 daily cases of COVID with 3,068 deaths daily in the United States. That brings the total number in the U.S., to 28 million with more than 486,000 deaths. Those are human beings, Americans,
yep,
who've passed thanks to COVID-19. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
A lot.
That's 500,000 families who can't believe Nana's gone or whoever, you know?
Right. It's not Nana. Cases it's a younger person,
right,
much younger.
You know, I always think about that Broadway guy. His name escapes me, but
Nick Cordero.
Right off the bat, he was the guy. That was the thing I think that scared the out of a lot of people. Like, this is a guy who goes in, then he's in a coma, then they take his leg off. Like, they're trying to save this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And COVID was the bottom line on that. It's just horrible.
Right. In Massachusetts, they started a new policy where anyone who takes someone over 75 to get a COVID vaccine, they could also get the vaccine themselves.
Oh.
So now you got to run on Southies dragging Nana to the that's not true. But there are younger people who are,
Sure, absolutely.
Flooding on Craigslist saying, I will take you to get your test.
Oh, my God.
Or to get your vaccine. Mm. So there's a lot of people wanting to be an old person's plus one, if you will.
Well, it's they're the hottest date on the market right now.
Right.
Tinder for the elderly and unvaccinated.
Right.
Oh, you've been vaccinated already? Never mind.
Listen, one of the names that comes up on this show a lot is Johnny Mosley.
Yes.
He is an American hero of sorts. He's an Olympian who took gold for his country.
Yep.
We're all big fans. We've known him for a very long time. And one of the things you'll hear that comes out of his mouth quite a bit is a term called après-ski.
Yes.
Now,
après-ski.
The weird thing about this is I have a unique experience with ski resorts in that my friend, Bill, you guys have met Billy.
Mm-hmm.
When we were young, he decided to go up to Mammoth, get a job, and spend the winter working there so that he could also spend the winter skiing there. And we, you know, once he got his place set, we were like, we're coming up. We're going to rage and we're going to snowboard and it's going to be epic. When we got up there, it actually snowed for 3 days straight. So we lost some days without getting to go. Like, oh, it was a blizzard.
Like too snowy to go out, right?
Totally shut down the whole resort. And so we partied. And as we went out in the evening hours, what we found was, there's a whole thing going on at ski resorts.
Yeah.
The people flood in from around the country and in some cases around the world to spend the winter at a highly desirable resort and work by day and ski on your days off and rage at night. And apparently also bone each other, like switching off, everybody.
Oh, I've already boned you. Who's your friend?
I swear if I hadn't seen it, I'd say, oh, you're exaggerating. Except I was there for 4 days and went, those people all just switched. Like, you'll watch it at the party happening.
This is weird. I've only been here for 4 days and you've boned 17 different women.
There's a thing going on there. So yeah. I'm telling you that story so that this next story comes as no surprise, which is a Colorado ski resort declared an active COVID-19 outbreak site, has been declared as an active COVID outbreak site as 109 employees test positive at the Winter Park Ski Resort. I swear to you, every time I hear that term après-ski, to me, it's a nice term for a drunken orgy because that's what I was witnessing. Like,
you know, that's
crap.
Honestly, I guess I got to the après-ski world too late because for me, it was a place where mom and dad could sit down and have a beer by a fire and the kids could play with the other kids there. And there were other grown-ups and we were all exhausted from being on the slopes all day with our kids. It's just a nice... It is the after party, though, for sure.
Right. We're painting different pictures. Anyway, my point is that, yes, a lot of time these resorts attract people from around the country. They spend the winter raging together as employees. That's what they do.
Yep.
Where are you going after work? Oh, the party's at Bill's house. Meet you there.
See you there.
And everyone shows.
Hey, so, I brought you some wine and my COVID.
Right. So this 109 people at this particular resort where they've tested positive and they're calling it an active COVID-19 outbreak. I'm surprised we haven't heard more.
I agree.
Because that is really what I witnessed. And maybe it's toned down. It's been many years since then, but
nothing tones
down.
I doubt
it.
Things only ramp up.
I doubt it, right? I mean, that's what you do this for. You go and spend the winter in the mountains and you ski.
You can be a ski bum.
Work and you party.
Yep.
So that's a problem that they're dealing with there in Colorado. Again, that's Winter Park, I believe, is the name of the resort.
And that's just the outbreak they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. All right.
Après-ski, everyone.
So funny. I swear, we just got ripped and walked home in a...
didn't know it had a fancy name.
In a no, I didn't. No, we got ripped and walked home in a blizzard.
Oh, I'm surprised you're not still wandering in it.
But I'm telling you, walking streets in a blizzard when everything's whited out, you're lucky you do get home.
I'm pretty sure we only take
did
a left
because
here.
Billy knew his way.
Right.
Thankfully.
Follow Billy.
two garbage men are being called heroes.
Oh.
They're already, you know what? It's a tough job, and we're thankful that all our crap disappears from the curb.
Yes, thank you to the garbage collectors,
regularly.
The recycling, the green barrel guys. Thank you very much. I don't want this anymore. Could you come take it? Thank you.
Right. So these two sanitation workers, already as heroes of sorts.
Woo! What'd they do now?
They saved a young lady because they paid attention to an Amber Alert.
Oh.
A 10-year-old Louisiana girl was abducted over the weekend, but found safe after two sanitation workers spotted the suspected kidnapper's vehicle.
Wow.
The girl had gone missing on Sunday afternoon from a family member's home. This, again, was in Louisiana near Lafayette. The town specifically is called New Iberia. The police issued an Amber Alert for her, an arrest warrant for the alleged abductor, who police identified by name. Authorities described the car. And Dion Merrick and Brandon Antoine, two sanitation worker heroes, were paying attention. They said as they started their route on Monday morning, they noticed a silver Nissan parked in the middle of a field in this particular spot. He immediately recognized the car from the Amber Alert, told the guy he rides with, "That's the car." He pulled forward and blocked the lot so that this person couldn't get out, called 911, and that girl was rescued. And this person, it turns out, is a predator. So they saved this little girl's life by paying attention to an Amber Alert and getting on the phone and not going, whatever, or who cares, or that can't be it. They got involved and they saved her.
So they ran. Look at this. This guy is in the middle of a field.
Right.
Like, this is actually that. Oh, man. Thank God. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
See? Sanitation workers, they're alert.
They relayed the information to the 911 dispatcher, and police were at the scene in under a minute.
Oh, that's incredible. You know, these Amber Alerts are just, I mean, you know, this is one aspect of us all having these phones in our hands that is just, it's a miracle. Like, this little girl was in big trouble.
Yes. And so she's been reunited with her family, and these guys are heroes. And the other person, the criminal, is hopefully gone for good by this.
And New Iberia can rest easy again.
Man.
Iberia.
What? Just a weird name.
It's just like out of nowhere. Like, there's a New Iberia in Louisiana. Huh. There is. Okay. Who needed a new one of those?
I don't know. I mean, there's a New York. I mean, there's.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, I mean, you,
is there
you
an
just
old
don't.
York?
Yeah. Well, there's York or Yorkshire.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Right, good point.
So I think the Iberian Peninsula is like is Spain, France. It's like that arm that goes down to the Strait of Gibraltar. So I guess, okay, France, right? I mean, isn't there a huge French influence in Louisiana?
Okay. Oh, there is, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, well done.
I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had to look it up. I've heard of the Iberian Peninsula, and I was like, is that in Siberia? Yeah. Looked it up. I'm like, oh, that's right. That's what it is. I remember now.
ARP, you know, the AARP, they've put out a warning. They say that...
it's an old Amber Alert?
No, it's a different warning of sorts. AARP is advising its members ages 50 and older, do not send nudes to people who won't meet you in person. There's a scam going around where people are getting a nude from Nana... And that's not even fair, really. 50 and older? I'm 50 and older.
Yeah, we're old people, Vinny. We just haven't wrapped our heads around it yet. we're in the decade of denial.
Okay, all right. Yeah. 50, that's called the
so
decade of denial.
So, OPPs, huh? Old people porn?
I guess. They say, do you want a picture of your junk to end up in the hands of your mom or your boss or your pastor?
No.
Apparently what these scammers are doing is they get Nana to fall in love with them online. They get a picture out of Nana or Grandpa. I don't know. Boy. You know, guys, we'll send a dong with by no request. What, you didn't want that? Huh?
That's weird.
Oh,
it's all I want to. It's all I want to look at. So,
that's
very
stupid.
Strange.
Anyway, now they say that there are people out there. Once they get a nude from the person that they've been catfishing of sorts.
Yes.
Then they turn on them and say, "I need $500, or this is going on to the social media, and everyone's going to know that what you've been up to."
So and next month, I'm going to need $500 more because I have this forever.
That's exactly right. They're saying they'll keep coming back as long as you keep paying them.
All right, listen, here's another tip for the AARP set. Your face shouldn't be in that picture. There should be no faces in any pictures. Even if you're, 13-year-olds, don't do this. But if you do, don't put your face in there.
Right.
That's the whole thing. You just don't do it on a blank wall with no face. Just go online, find someone else's picture with no face and a blank wall. Use that. Probably hotter than you anyway.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Always love to hear from you guys. So send us texts anytime you can. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. You're welcome, you guys. Alameda County Industries Garbage Man, 15-plus years. Great job. We really do, and we shouldn't, take our garbage people for granted.
No way. Mill Valley Refuse, shout out.
You push that trash to the street, and then it drives away.
It just someone comes and gets it.
Look at that. It's a miracle.
And they do it in the dead of night. You don't even know. Magically, your barrels are empty the next day. Adorable. What a fun thing.
415 says, Elon Musk is cancel proof. Look at some of the things he's done and said, some of which should have led him to being fired from Tesla, but he just gets more popular.
And richer. Hard to cancel rich guys. They'll shut you down.
Oh, here's someone. I was making a joke. It wasn't even a good joke, but okay. 415 says, every cardigan sweater Mr. Rogers wore on the show was knitted by his mom. All right. Fine.
Yeah. No, we're making a joke. Right.
I get
they
it.
They killed
fine.
Turtles for their shells for the buttons.
Yeah, I just thought, anyway.
Right.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I can't believe his mom did that. That's amazing.
That is nice, right?
I have some great story. Oh, my God. I think I just shut my computer. Oh, there we go. Phew.
Just happened to me, too.
That was so scary.
I know.
Bryn's Comrex shut down. Vinny's Zoom is clippy. It's crazy. You're fine. Your audio is absolutely fine, but your screen keeps freezing. I think the internet is on fire today. I got a Kevin Hart story it's great. I've got a, I have news about the streaker from the Super Bowl and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.